My brothers and sisters in the Lord, often on New Year's Day, I'm reminded of a little story. A few years ago, in the Irish Channel, there were a bunch of gentlemen who, after work, would go to the local pub, the local bar, for a drink before going home. And this had become a regular occurrence and part of their lifestyle. And they would go every day with the exception of New Year's Eve. On New Year's Eve, the men would invite their wives to come. And there would be a big New Year's celebration in the Irish Channel at this little pub. And one year, one of the wives had a very bright idea. She wanted to make New Year's Eve very romantic. So at about 11 p.m., she stood up and she announced, "When the clock strikes midnight, I want every man to stand next to the person who has meant the most to them through this past year." And she sat down. The minutes ticked away, and finally, the clock struck midnight. And it was almost a tragedy, my friends, because the poor bartender was almost crushed by a stampede. That's not a true story. Although it could be. My friends, on this New Year's Day, I am reminded that all of us probably have our own version of the bucket list. The list of things that we would like to accomplish in our lifetime, a list of things that we would like to do at least once in order to experience. One of the things that was on my bucket list is I wanted to go to Times Square on New Year's Eve. How foolish am I? But I was young, and one year when I was in college at Loyola, a few friends of mine decided we were going to do this. And so we traveled to New York City. And on New Year's Eve, we were there in Times Square with all the people with the funny hats and the funny clothes and the funny smells. And if you've ever been to Mardi Gras, as most of us here have, and you're crammed together, experiencing it is like 10 times worse. As you're all shoved together in Times Square, waiting for midnight, usually in the cold, blistering weather. But when midnight strikes, it's electrifying. That crystal ball falls, and the people go into hysterics. There's laughing, there's yelling, there's screaming, there's fireworks, there's poppers, and then all of a sudden, the windows and the skyscrapers begin to open, and tons of paper confetti pour out into the streets. It is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. But I tell you that little story because of the next day. We were staying in a hotel not far off of Times Square, and I'm usually an early riser. And so I was up early the next morning. And when I went into Times Square early on New Year's Day, it was a very different scene. It was like a ghost town. There was no one there. No yelling, no screaming. But not just that, my brothers and sisters, there was not a trace of evidence that a party or celebration took place the night before. The tons of paper that poured out of those windows, every scrap of it was cleaned up and removed by 6 a.m. the next morning. If we could only get that correct here for Mardi Gras, we'd be great. But they have it down. Not a trace that anything even occurred. And I give you that visual example, my brothers and sisters, because of this. On New Year's Day, we gather for a new start. A new beginning, almost as if nothing has happened before. A new page in the book, a new chapter to be written, and a new start to begin. Because as believers, my brothers and sisters, we know that whatever our past sins may have been, if we have sought the reconciliation and mercy of our God, they are forgiven and we move forward. Whatever trials or tribulations or problems we may have at this very moment, we know that God always provides. And we keep on keeping on. And for all the graces and blessings that we've received in the past year, we carry that attitude of gratitude forward as we begin a new start, a new chapter. And today, my brothers and sisters, on New Year's Day, anything is possible. Every diet will succeed today. Every exercise program will be valuable today. Every closet that needs to be organized can be organized today. It's a new start. And that is why, my friends, the church in her wisdom gives us our Blessed Mother, whose feast day we celebrate on this first day of the calendar year. Why? Because you see, my brothers and sisters, Mary is the ultimate example of being a vessel of possibility. Mary is the ultimate example, the ultimate exemplar of being a vessel of possibility. Because Mary did not have all the answers in her human knowledge. But Mary was open to the possibility of God working in her life. And because of that, she became the new Eve. And the world was given a new start. Because through her virgin womb, the new Adam, our Savior, was born. You see, my brothers and sisters, because she is a vessel of God's possibility, she was able to say yes to the message of the angel. She was able to give her fiat and say, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. And because she is that vessel of possibility, and because she was able to say yes to what God asked of her in her life, she was then able to trust in the message of the angel when he said to her that nothing, absolutely nothing, is impossible for our God. You see, my brothers and sisters, as we begin this new year, we are called to see Mary as our example, as the model disciple, so that you and I may be vessels of possibility. Vessels of God's possibility working in our lives. Every temptation can be fought today, at least until dessert comes around. You see, my friends, God gives the grace if we're open to it moving in our lives. We see it in the gospel. In the gospel account, the shepherds, right before this, receive the message. The angels appear to them in the field. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. A Savior has been born who is Christ and Lord. What do the shepherds do? They don't sit around twiddling their thumbs. They don't say, let's go for a cigarette break. They go in haste to Bethlehem to see what God has done. And after seeing the baby Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes, and our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph, then as we hear at the end of today's gospel, they go forth. They go forth to make that message known to the world. They become vessels of God's possibility. They become some of the first evangelizers. And because of them and so many others, the faith has been transmitted for the past 2,000 years to billions of people, even to us who are sitting in this church today. Will we be a vessel of God's possibility. New Year's Day is the day that we make all these New Year's resolutions. The ones in which we're going to lose 20 pounds. And we're going to walk 3 miles a day. And usually they last maybe till February. Sometimes not even until the end of the week. And sometimes those resolutions only put more profits into places like Jenny Craig and Slim Fast. So I would suggest that one of our resolutions, my friends, would be this. Get to know Our Lady. Get to know the woman who we honor this day, who is a vessel of God's possibility. And if we do, then we will be able to move forward in this new year in faith, in hope, in confidence. And we too will be able to hear the message of the angel that nothing is impossible with our God. And ultimately, my friends, we too will be very blessed. Let us learn from Mary. Because as you hear me say all the time, our Blessed Mother never keeps us to herself. She always brings us to the feet of her Son, to the feet of Jesus. And may the prayer that the Lord gave to Moses to bless the Israelites in the Old Testament, may the Lord bless us in those words this day. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. Not the peace the world gives. Not some artificial peace. Christmas peace, which is a peace that only comes from God. And it is a peace that no man and no devil can take from us. Because it's a pure gift. I am the handmaid, the handservant of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to thy word.